July 12. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, in whom I will trust. Psalm 18:2. The fourth city of refuge was Bezer. Bezer means strong. The Lord Jesus Christ is our strength in our weakness. Many times we feel weak and discouraged. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12:10, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. In our weakness, God gives extra strength to conquer our trials and temptations. The Lord Jesus Christ personally is our Bezer, our strength in all our weakness and shortcomings. I know my weakness, that I stutter and stammer. I have to claim the Lord's help for every word to be spoken. In the beginning of my ministry, I questioned the Lord why He made me stammer. He told me that He wanted me to depend upon Him completely. In the early days, sometimes I had to walk 30 miles in Punjab, North India, to take meetings. The Lord put strength in me for walking, with the bedding on my shoulders and also for taking the meetings. We have to pray with faith. Lord, we are Thy servants. We are going in Thy will for Thy service. Give us strength. Similarly, when we have heavy responsibility in our family or office, we can claim His strength. He is our Bezer. In our limitations and weaknesses, He is our unfailing and sufficient strength. Fifthly, Ramoth means height. The Lord wants us to rise very high in our spiritual life. We see in Deuteronomy 32, 11-13, how an eagle makes its young ones to fly high, even when they are small. In the same way, our Lord wants us to rise high spiritually. The mother eagle comes and starts shaking the nest till it is broken. Then the eagles start falling from the nest. The mother eagle takes them on its wings, goes high and again drops them. This is repeated many times till the young birds learn to fly high. In the same way, the Lord wants us to fly very high. That is, to have a deeper experience of Himself. For that purpose, He must break our plans. We may go on crying, Lord, have mercy upon us. See our condition. But the Lord goes on breaking us till we are brought to a high place spiritually, where He has everything best for us. He breaks our plans to bring us into His plan. Then we enjoy all the hidden mysteries in God's Word and know what high purposes He has in saving us. That is God's desire for us. The more we delight in doing God's will, the more we will rise. Sixth, Golan means circle. In a circle, there is no starting point. Every point can be the starting point as well as the ending point. A circle stands for eternity. There is no beginning or end, light or darkness, day or night in eternity. Day by day, the Lord is preparing us for eternity. There are some lessons which we have to learn upon the earth to make us fit for heaven. Upon the earth, we want to become very clever teachers, doctors, nurses, engineers, and so on. The Lord has sought us and saved us to keep us in His heavenly plan. When we go to heaven, we will know the value of the lesson which He has taught us upon the earth. That is why we can rejoice in all circumstances. Whatever may happen to us, it is allowed by God to make us effective servants. Our poverty, sickness, trials, and difficulties train us to be effective in ministry. That is how we can conquer all our temptations. We should say by faith that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Kadesh, our holiness, our Shechem, our shoulder, our Hebron, our true fellowship, our Bezer, our strength, our Ramoth, our spiritual height, our Golan, our eternity. That is how He becomes our perfect, everlasting, strong refuge.